This is Dr. Jonathan Shaw. I want to thank you for tuning in to Crown Ministries Podcast today. We hope that this message transforms you and encourages you to pursue God's presence in a greater way. Enjoy the message.
God bless you. Open your mouth and bless the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved. The Lord liveth. Any praises and crown, any worship, blessed be the rock. And may the God of my salvation, the God that delivered me from bad rumors, the God that delivered me from the snare of the fowler, the God that took me out of the clutches of the enemy, the God that forgave me for my sordid past, he be praised. He be lifted up. Open your mouth and celebrate your God. Say, neighbor, give me a little room. I need room to celebrate my Rehoboth. I need some room to say thank you, because he's been good to me. You ain't gotta know my business. You ain't gotta know the details to know that he's been good to me. I don't have to give you my dossier. But when I think of the goodness, I guess nobody here knows what I, and all that he's, somebody give him a Shabbat praise like your wall have come down. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Lift your hands in the house of the Lord. Now, Father, the man of God has already prayed and he has prophesied. He told you to overwhelm. He told you to invoke, provoke, evoke a move of God. Do it, Lord. And I promise to give your name praise, glory, and honor in the name of the Lord. We pray. Look at your neighbor and say to your neighbor, this praise is for you. Now praise him for your neighbor. This praise is for you. Did you find somebody? Don't be selfish. See, I know he's doing some stuff for me, but I got enough security to know that there's more for you. I know he's blessed me with a million. I know he's blessed me with a house. I know he's blessed me with ministry. But the same God that's working on my case is breaking some things in your case. Can you praise him for somebody else? Deliver yourself from selfish people and open your mouth and praise him. I know he's the God of the Nelson house, but I'm praising him for being the God of the Shore house. Yeah, God's got more for sure. I'm not insecure. When you're blessed, I'm blessed more. When you go up, I go up. So praise him for somebody else. You gotta make more noise than that. Oh, Crown is hot today. You're hotter than fish grease at a picnic. Open your mouth and shout. Yeah, this is a corporate thing. This ain't no individual breakthrough. This is a corporate breakout, a corporate move, a corporate provocation. The whole house is shifting to a new realm of authority. And if you can praise him together, he'll release it together. Break the box and enter into destiny. Oh, I came with my automatic praise. Yes, it's been 1 year, but we're getting ready to enter a new realm. He trusted us for 12 months with the promotion to see if our praise wouldn't shift, to see if our discipline would stay in place, to see if our expectancy would be managed. Here comes the reward. Praise him for somebody else. Adobo Shanda. And man, praise him for somebody else's healing. Praise him for somebody else's pocketbook. Praise him for somebody else's banking account. Praise him for somebody else's children. Praise him for somebody else shifting their trajectory. But whatever you do, don't make it selfish. Your praise must be prophetic. And it's not prophetic till it moves some person on the purpose. I thought I had a witness in the room. I thought I had some movers and shakers in crap. I thought I had a kingdom synergy up in here. I thought I had an apostolic force in here that knows one can chase a thousand. Two. You better make sure you're on the right road. Because if they're silent, you better find another road. Make some noise for somebody else. Shift the atmosphere for somebody else. Break open the box for somebody else. Lift the burden for somebody else. Prophesy to somebody else. Speak decretively for somebody else. But whatever you do, come out of the personality and get into the... All right. God bless crowd. Leap three times and say, this is for somebody else. This is for Peter, James, and John. This is for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This is for Paul and Simon. All right. You're going to get me in trouble with the bishop. You're going to get me in trouble with the bishop. You know bishop can get you. But if you really tap into somebody else's assignment, he won't matter. He won't mind it. Speak to somebody else and say, I command you to be blessed. I command you to grow. I command you to develop. I command you to increase. I command strategy. I command it abundance. Speak. I command a comeback greater than what you left back. You better find me a church. I come to labor and deliver, Bishop. I come to labor because you're caught in your past, but your future is calling. And you need a partner, not a parasite. You need a partner. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord give his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his and give you his peace. Nothing broken. Declare it. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. I said declare grace. God's unmerited favor. Mercy. The favor that keeps you from judgment. And peace. God in your war. Ah, God, today I got 20 minutes, Lord Jesus. I got to labor. All right. Heard you on me today. Got this new drummer today. You got that Crisco on you today. You ready for church? We give deference to our Lord and Sovereign. And we say, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Certainly we honor our King. For we would be nothing had not the King called upon us. So we celebrate him. 1 year ago, we gathered at the Brown Memorial Baptist Church to see history unfolding. We teach ordination is a realm where what has been is now made public. But technically, that's not the true rendering of the word ordination. Ordination is when God allows to appear what never appeared before. There are some things you cannot be until the oil hits you. This is true. Because the Bible says, and David and Saul was anointed with oil, and they became another man. There's some things you don't know about yourself that you'll find out once consecration comes. There's some things that Bishop Shaw knew from a child, but when the oil hit him at the consecration, it gave him legal rights to enter into an enterprise that he did not know heretofore. So we honor you, Your Grace, for your solemnity, your sacredness, and your stability in leading a generation that's fickle, in leading a generation that's more exposing than covering. We are living in a generation that will get on Facebook and tell you what color underwear you have on instead of coming to prayer meeting to pray that God will heal you. Oh, what a generation we have here. And so we honor you, Bishop, and we honor the fragrance of this house, Pastor Sabrina Shaw, who has handled the weightiness and the circuitous routes of this anointing. We honor you and we love you, and we pray God's continual blessings upon you and your family, because we know that when the enemy won't attack you, he'll attack your children. But we declare a force be upon them as well. To the diaconate, the presbyterium, the ministerium, and to all of you that are of my Father's inheritance, I honor you and I thank you. In the name of the Lord, I will draw your attention to the book of John. This message is not for everyone, but it's for the Lazarus. And I have heard the Lord speak to me, and I have to concur with what Pastor, I put it there, Bishop. I have to concur with what God said to Bishop. God, get in my throat and speak your words. John, the 11th chapter. And for the sake of time, allow me to read John 11 and just one verse, the 44th verse, media team. Digital ministry and digital disciples, I like that, Bishop. Thank you so much for your attendance. As a disclaimer, the views and the opinions that will be expressed by Overseer Nelson are not necessarily the sentiments of Crown Ministry. Should there be areas of offense and misunderstandings, please direct your commentary to rlewisnelsonministries@gmail.com. John, the 11th chapter, and the 44th verse. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said, loose him and let him go. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Amen. Sister Danielle, allow me to use for a brief subject, it's a wrap. Would you prophesy to somebody and say to them, it's a wrap? I don't know what you know is a wrap, but I'm going to give you some clarity on it. But just prophesy like some things are over in your life and say, this time it's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a, open your mouth and shout it. For, all right. All right. Give me 18 minutes here. Brother Rory. Our text takes us to Bethany. Would you journey with me to Bethany, saints of God? Bethany is a prophetic place. Come on, Bethany. Bethany is a prophetic place. Brother Heard, you do know that this was the place where Simon the leper was healed. Bethany. Bishop, if you would recall, Bishop, this is also the place where he stumbled among a fig tree and found that the fig tree had no fruit, and he cursed it. That was at Bethany. Bethany as a precursor to the Palm Sunday experience where he goes into Jerusalem. This would be the place where he would lodge for a few days, and then he would enter into the gates of Jerusalem triumphantly as King. Bethany. Bethany is a prophetic place because it houses a prophetic relationship. One of the greatest relationships that Jesus ever had in the earth realm was the relationship that he had with Mary, Martha, and a dude named, y'all do know the Bible here, okay, prophetic place. Prophetic people. But I got to ask you a question, Elder Moore. You praying for me? Pastor, you praying for me? I know you're going into a situation tomorrow, but don't worry. You come back with victory. But but have you ever had a prophetic place become a pragmatic place? Problematic place. Did you? Yeah, I guess none of y'all know what I'm talking about because everybody in Crown is rich. Have you ever had a prophetic home become a home of crisis? I would venture to say that you cannot be prophetic and not have a crisis. Y'all don't understand what I'm sitting there. That's why you're sitting so cool. Prophetic people attract problems, because it's through your problems that you move in the realm of your efficacy. The more dirt that's thrown on you, the more power that comes through you. Is there anybody here that's in a conundrum? I've got a prophetic promise, but I've got some problems in my life. But God is going to give me the power to allow my prophecy to be greater than my problem. Is there anybody in the room that might be in a place called Bethany? Promise, but problematic. Praise him in the middle so you know you come out with glory. Open your mouth and shout for the transition. Alrighty, prophetic place. I had to do my homework here because I'm at Crown. You can't come and feed them Alpo, no. Tuna fish ain't gonna work here. No. I don't care if you put onions and eggs in it. We need some. No. We eat salmon here. We eat prime rib here. I guess y'all don't know what I. We eat Del Frisco here, baby, and Ruth Chris. You can have your McDonald's. No, but we only eat sirloin over here. Yeah. I had to do my homework. Yeah, Bethany. Bishop, I got to work on my. And in this prophetic place, Pastor Sabrina, you can preach it better than that. There is my first point, and it's called the peculiarity of proximity. All right, let me see if I can explain it, because you've got people that were close to Jesus, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. But the text says they came unto Jesus and said, Jesus, the one whom you loveth is very sick. Now, this ain't no average sick. This is not Excedrin sick. This is not gargling with salt water sick. This is not antibiotic sick. This is a 911. And I guess none of y'all ever had a 911 situation, because you look too good to be in a 911. Sometimes I praise him not because things are going well, but I praise him because I need strength to handle the 911s of life. 911, it's an emergency. Lord have mercy. Have you ever had a 911 become a DOA? You don't know about that because you all live in Brooklyn. See, when you have a 911 situation, it means call the ambulance. But when you've got a DOA situation, it means call the morgue. Have you ever had your prayer become a 911 situation, but turn into a DOA situation? Let me explain it. When I called on you, Bishop, I had trouble in my house. Now we're in divorce court. When I first called on you, Jesus, they sat me down in the office and say, you know, we're doing some cutbacks. When I first called on you, Jesus, I felt a lump here. But what do you do when God turns your 911 into a DOA? You just got to hold on and believe what God had promised. Let me break down the proximity. I'll deal with the prophetic parameter, and then ultimately I deal with the nuance of prophetic provision. Those are my 3 points. All right, proximity. There is a price, Bishop, you pay when you're close to God. See, you cannot be a coward in your spirit and sell Jesus out because you're a little bit discomforted. Close people have to suffer the burdens of life knowing that they're victorious through the blood. Lord have mercy. It ain't because you were disobedient. It's because you obeyed the Lord. Many are the afflictions of the, but the Lord delivers. Lazarus, what's your problem? Maybe your problem is you've entertained the presence of Jesus. And the presence of Jesus, due to your proximity with him and to him, has caused the crisis. I want to tell you my first point. The peculiarity of proximity is that sometimes we suffer problems. All right. But my next point deals with the parameter of prophecy, Bishop. Because if you look at the text, Jesus hears the report and he says the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Can you see them marching back to the house of Lazarus? Lazarus gonna be all right. Lazarus is gonna live. Jesus said it. Oh God, you don't know what I'm talking about. Bishop done gave you a hot message. You done quoted it all week long. My breakthrough is here. I'm getting my pay back, and you're going hell home to deal with all kinds of hell. Sometimes before the word can be accurate, it has to be contradictory. Lord have mercy, look at you sitting on me now. Sometimes before it can be authentic, it is delegitimatized. Oh God, look at the text. He says the sickness, the parameters of prophecy. The sickness is not unto death. I understood it, Bishop, when I went to the store the other day and brought a bag of white bread. Yes. Good old-fashioned Wonder Bread. My God, you get some Wonder Bread or some potato bread and get you some Boar's Head maple ham. Throw a couple of slices of maple turkey. Get you one slice of American cheese. Put some mayo, some black pepper, baby. And that's a sandwich. So could you imagine my chagrin, Brother Hurd, when I went home and opened up the package and found out that it was not white bread in it. It was wheat bread. It had the product of wheat bread packaged in a white bread label. Oh God. What do you do when God packages your truth in a lie? Yeah, you gotta be a theologian to handle this today. Because you say God is not a man that he could lie. You gotta go into some neology to understand me today. Because the text
says, Lazarus is dead, but Jesus said he was going to live. Your prophecy has a parameter that is portable enough and stable enough to be contradicted but still be the truth. Is there anybody here dealing with the duplicity of the word of the Lord? I heard God say, but I'm dealing with the management of contradictions. But somebody that knows they're victorious, praise him, because he's expanding your parameters and moving you from contradiction to compensation. If you sit there, I'm leaving this church, but I need somebody to praise him, because you're coming out of contradictions and you're moving into open them, give them a little praise break, and praise him for the transition. Look at your neighbor and say, I know you've been contradicted, but God's getting ready to give you some compensation. Can somebody praise him in the middle? My prophecy is taking me somewhere. Pull on your neighbor and say, neighbor, move with the word of the Lord and don't get stuck in contradiction. Give him a shabak. Give him a leap. Give him a holler.
Bishop, Pastor Shaw. First point. Sometimes the crisis is you're close. Close, but no cigar. Yeah, close. Sometimes I'm paying a price because of my closeness. The reason why they're attacking you is because you're close to the bishop. The reason why you're being is because you're close to Pastor Shaw. See, there is a price you pay for being close. Adjutants know this, that you can't be close to leadership and not come up in your authority and come up in you. You got to be the first one to take a blow and still be obedient. All right, they don't want to get with me now, they're lost. All right, then I told you that your prophecy comes with a parameter. Never box God in, because although it is packaged in words that make you comfortable, the nuance may be very discomforting, and you've got to manage the middle. All right, last, and I'm at my last point, aren't you glad? There is the provision. So Lazarus is sick, proximity. Lazarus is dead. My God, parameters. The promise is true. But there is some parameters. Now, Lazarus is dead. Let me talk to 3 points of necrology and I'm done. There is a study in theology. And even in the courses of science, it's called necrology. Necro, after the death. And ology, the study of. All right. Pastor Sabrina, there are 3 reasons why we bury the dead. There are 3 reasons, my sister, we bury the dead. Theological, psychological, and practical. Can you hear me today? There's 3 reasons why we take a body to the funeral home. Because it's theological, we are commanded according to scripture that if a Jew dies today, before 7 o'clock today, you got to bury that thing. You ain't waiting on Mama Sally to get her hair done to come to the funeral. No, 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 no. See, we do things different in our culture. We can't have the funeral until we get a pair of Louboutins to show the folks we doing well. We can't have the funeral until somebody get out of jail. Boo Boo ain't out of jail yet, baby. And we got to wait 5 months to Boo Boo view the body. But according to the law, if they die today, you better bury it today. And we don't do it in comfort. We do it out of obedience, theological. All right. Then we got to bury necrology. We got to bury psychological reasons. Because what we do in modern ventures is we embalm the body. Because what we do inadvertently is say to the body, stay
the way we left you. Stay like I remember you. I want to put mama, God, when my mama died, I put some, God, I want to tell you, I put $1,200 in a dress. Yes, I did. I went to Shelly McDowell and put $750 in a hat. My mother didn't even wear that in real life. But I had to show the people, baby, that this was value in a box. But the problem with putting value, too much value in a box, is that you don't know how to move on from the box to life. And God said, if you bury this thing, if you don't bury this thing will be more practical. And your future will pay a price because your past is more romanticized than your destiny. You don't want to go with me. Some of you have beautified something that's dead. And it can't cooperate with your future because you're so busy mourning and glorifying what was. But the devil is a liar. I'm getting ready to bury this joker because I got more coming than what was. Somebody jump up and praise him like it's personal and say, I will not romanticize what was when what's coming is greater than what was. Shout in the room. Leap in the room. Worship in the room. All right. Bishop, I got to go. We bury Lazarus theologically. We bury it psychologically because you will romance the dead. Then you start sleeping with the corpse. Norman Bates, your mama been dead for years, but you still hear mama. You're really acting through mama. Ain't mama is you, but you've taken mama and you romanticize the vision of her. That's more powerful than your present. Tell Norman Bates the nightmare is over and destiny has got to begin. Bury that dead. Done here. All righty here. Yeah, Rory. Pray for me. I'm going in. All right. Last, the reason why we got to bury it is for practical reasons. Can you understand, my brothers and sisters, that in the desert, if a body has been made to lay in the sun, the decomposition of that body will give birth to disease because the atmosphere is not solidified to handle the breakdowns of bodies. The body will naturally start stinking. And if you want to know what I smell dead stuff that's been made to take a seat in our churches. You know what I smell? I smell polluted leadership that's been allowed to run rampant in ministry. You know what I smell? I smell positions that have been kept, but no movements made to the better. And God said you got to bury it. It'll stink. It'll kill me if I let it stay in the air. All right. So they buried Lazarus. Incidentally, saints of God, I got 5 minutes. Y'all don't want to hear me. You praying for me, sis. You the only one got me, sis. My brother, they took Lazarus, and if I heard correctly, they put him in a sepulcher. Yes, they did. They did not bury Lazarus. Yeah, I wanted to begin with this point. See, I heard the prophet say, tell your neighbor, you can't kill what God wants alive. Lord, they did some dancing. Yeah, you can't kill what God wants alive. But what do you do when you God kills what you want alive? I know the devil can't kill what God wants alive, but sometimes he will kill what you want to live. Look at the text. they put him in a sepulchre. Not dirt, see. God told me to tell seven of y'all in here, sis, stop burying things that God once stored. He didn't say give up on it. He said store it. Because it's not good for now, but it will be good later. The wealth of the wicked is not buried for the righteous. Is there anybody here that knows that God is getting ready to move you from storage to ownership? I'm going out of here. Get my bag. Batman, get the car ready. I'm getting out of here, baby. All righty. Look at here. They stored it in a sepulchre. Because this won't be a messy comeback. That word is for you, woman of God. This won't be a dirty comeback. It'll be a revelation of who you're called to be. Get ready to move from inspiration to impartation. You better praise him right now for my sister. All right, Bishop, I gotta go. Pastor Sabrina, they store him. All righty. And Jesus says, where have you laid him? I got just two more points here. They store him. And the Bible says they took the stone away. Now, the Lord gave me an indictment to give y'all. Some of y'all are celebrating the stone being rolled away. Tomorrow I deal with the stone being rolled. Because the stone of Jesus was rolled away. Which means that the architect had to take which was regular, shaped in a square, and put it on some kind of spindle and cut it in the measure of a circle. You don't get a circle naturally. You get a circle out of architecture. Yeah. And it takes money to roll away the stone. It takes money to put us, oh God. God is delivering the church from cheap people. Because it's going to be expensive to move this next move of God. All of y'all that like what you wear, all of y'all like the money that y'all make, y'all sit there. But there are a couple of millionaires that know you're called to educate, facilitate, and impart. Open your mouth for God giving you the ability to move. He's rolling away the reproach. He's rolling away the famine. Rolling away the trouble. Rolling, rolling, rolling down the river. Open your mouth. All right. Here's my indictment. Pastor Sabrina, we celebrate the stone being rolled, but that's the second time that they moved the stone. The first time a stone was moved was not for Jesus, but for Lazarus. Some of y'all can celebrate Jesus is getting up, but the woman of God told you, you getting up. You can celebrate the stone being moved for Jesus, but you don't know how to celebrate the stone being moved for Jonathan Shaw. But I need somebody here that can celebrate in a preview of what God will do next. The last shall be first, and the first, Lord, I feel like preaching. I gotta go here, Bishop. Bishop, they roll away the stone, and Jesus says, come forth. I never saw it this way. Bishop, Sister Media, I see Jesus coming forth. Yeah, Yeah. God said a move in your career. God said don't make up your mind about your career. I'm getting ready to make a switch. In the eighth month, I feel prophetic. I feel a shift. He's switching his hand like Ephraim and Manasseh. Don't sign on nothing that I didn't tell you. I'm making a career switch. I gotta go get my phone here so they know it's over. Bishop, I never seen it like this. Pastor, I know he got up. I see him get up. Bishop, he's resuscitated and he is responsive. But the text says he's wrapped up. Sometimes you made a comeback, but you're still restricted. You better stop dancing over a comeback and get the crisis off of you. You better stop dancing over your survival and get to stripping. Yes, the text says Lazarus is up. Wait a minute, Pastor. I know he's up, but some of y'all never investigated. I know Bishop is. He's a theologian. How? I know God got him up. But here's my belief. Now that I'm a seminarian, here's my belief. I believe that when God called Lazarus forth, look at the text. He's got bound hand and foot. But I believe that he was a hop, skip, and a jump into a miracle. Mind my miniature movements for miracle movements. You better watch what you call miniature. It's loaded with momentum. I may make a little, I may move a little, but I'm making a comeback. Somebody give him a hop, a skip, and a jump. Yes, you're just a hop, skip, and a jump away from a breakthrough. Hop, skip, and a jump away from a glory. Hop, skip, and a jump away from destiny. You're just a hop, skip, and a jump from the new building. You're just a hop, skip, and a jump away from the cathedral. Look at all of your digital disciples. Look at your leaders sitting there. Every now and then, in my praise, I move from to, if I can hop, I can get out. If I can hop, I can break out. Whoa! Praise him. Bishop, where are the hoppers here? Let them hop. Just oh, Bishop, thank you. Thank you for letting me preach. Udabaso. I hear the Lord saying, woman of God, you made it out of pandemic, my sister in the blue, but it would be as if there's some residue of sickness that has been attacking you since the beginning of the year. But I come to prophesy against the threats of your tomorrow and say, take off the grave clothes. You can't attack her because God is calling her forth. Pastor Sabrina, would you lay hands on her belly and praise her for life? Come on, y'all. Let me hear a sound. Strip. go. You're going to live. Your mind's going to live. Your spirit is going to live. Oh.
Woo. Whoa.
Yeah. Lazarus, you got to be unwrapped. Lazarus, you got to be unraveled. Lazarus, you've been in an entanglement, but we got to get you out of your entanglement. Somebody hold to the end of your partner and let them turn like you're coming out of the mummy. Yes, I'm not a mummy, I'm a miracle. Y'all better turn. I'm not a mummy, I'm a movement. I'm not a mummy, I'm an anointing. I'm not a mummy. Unravel me, please. Get this thing off of me. Oh, oh. Destiny, victory, power, grace, maturity. Unwrap you. The fivefold gifts, leadership gifts. Unwrap. You got permission to come out of the cycle. You better turn around. Peace. Peace be to you. Peace. The God of Jacob. The God of Abraham. The God of Isaac. Give you his peace. My soul. Prophetic employment. God said, don't resign from what I called you to do. I'm giving you, lay hands on the belly. I need your hands, your holy hands. I need my bow. This is it. The season of awakening. Awaken. 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 To be the vessel. Esther. Esther. Wake it. Bishop, can I just lay hands on about four more people? The bleeding stops today. You're dressed up. You look good. But God said you've been internally bleeding. But today, I cause an end to internal bleeding. Hope, you're making the right moves. You're making the right steps. I'm for you, and my season of movement is upon you. Open your mouth. Oh, oh, yes. Strength to make an exit. Strength to leave it behind. Strength to cut. Strength to stop the business. Strength to stay focused. Strength to be what he's called you to. I feel convocation. I feel a convocation sweep. Teach and lead. Healing, an anointing for healing. Heal my people. Heal my people. I gotta go. Heal my people. Heal my people. Yeah. Yeah. Sis, lift your hand. Cut out. Come out of hiding. Come out. Come out of hiding. Come. Come out. There's a demand on your gifts. Come up. I release it. Oil. Oil. Oil for transition. Imamo. Shandabos. I gotta go, Bishop. Lift up your voice and say, I've been unraveled and it's a wrap. Ba 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 ba. Ba ba ba. Ba 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 ba. They think you're speaking in tongues. But say, ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Boom 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 boom. Ba 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 ba. Ma na na na. Masu. Roma na na. Masaka. Maso. Muso. Robo. Ye. Oh. Hope. Divine release. Divine strategy. Divine success. Divine help. We gotta go. We gotta go. Lift your hands. I gotta go. Woo! Your leadership has been unraveled. Your anointings have been unraveled. Finances have been unraveled. Fruit, fruit, and favor have been unraveled. The sons and daughters that are called for your lineage have New Orleans, New Orleans, Texas, Charlotte, and Virginia. Unravel, unravel her, please, because of the grace on her life. Unravel her. Unravel the prophetic mantle. Unravel the matriarch. Unravel the voice of the kingdom. Open your mouth and praise him. Unwrap. God bless you. Come on, crowd. Turn around one more time and say, crowd, it's a wrap. Crowd. Open your mouth, crown. Oh. Woo. The oil is on you, mother. You've been unwrapped. A name change. You've been unwrapped. What they said about you is not greater than what he's calling you to. Been unwrapped. Rise, seer. See in the spirit. I've unwrapped you. Oh. I gotta go. Lift your hands. Your future, it's a wrap. Lift your hands in Shabbat. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's on the screen. It's a wrap. 2023. I'm not even in 2022 in the spirit. For the vision of 2023. The conference of 2023. Is a wrap. What they thought you would be. What they said you wouldn't be. Is a wrap. You're the replacement. You're the replacement. And it's a wrap. I'm moving suddenly in New York. The month of June, July, and August will be a month of the suddenly. And I hear God saying, I put a wrap on some things so I can readdress you to other things. Be ready. Be ready for the call. Lift up your voice and shout. I gotta go. Bishop will call for the disciples.
Bishop Elijah, I got to walk out this door. But somebody leap up and say, you will never see it like this again. What was buried is buried. But this next year level, this year next year level is a wrap. Some of y'all need to get a $120 seed in your hand now and praise him, because it's a wrap. Oh, crowd, thank you. Thank you for having me. I love you. Nobody like you. Bishop, thank you for the hospitality. But may I preach out the door. Lazarus will be a victim of God's divine providence. Don't let him die. Because chapter 12 says they tried to kill Lazarus, but God put a pause to the plot. Yeah, I wanted to preach. He's putting a pause to the plot by moving to the pause. Praise will stop the assassin. Praise will stop the lion tongue. Praise will stop the murderer. If you can put a palm on it, God can put a pause on it. Praise him like you're losing yourself and gaining power. Jump up three times.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. If you did, I would love for you to do two things. One, subscribe to our show so you can receive notification of our most recent messages. Also, if this message has impacted you, you can click the link in the description and you can give now. We'll connect with you next time on Crown Ministries Podcast.